This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and changing our lives. And this hour is your hour. This hour, we're going to open the lines. It's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. This is a chance when you can ask that question that's always been bothering you. This is a chance when you can ask that question and get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you can get on national radio. And also, to find out more about what I'm up to, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 3 New York Times bestsellers. My latest book is coming out in just a few more weeks. At the end of February, my latest book is called The Future of Humanity. We're talking about our destiny in outer space. As Elon Musk once said, we need to become a multi-planet species. We need an insurance policy in case there is a threat to the planet Earth itself. And we are entering a new golden age, a golden age of space travel. Believe it or not, next year we're going back to the moon. Next year we're going back to the moon. And after that we're going on to Mars and then perhaps the solar system and who knows, maybe even the galaxy. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I'll be on a book tour at the end of February. I'll be perhaps traveling through a city next to you, signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And then you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, autograph books bring you money. Well, let's now go right to the first listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, I would like to know your thoughts on zero-point energy and cold fusion. Is this something attainable in our near future?
Well, you ask some rather embarrassing questions because, of course, these are two very controversial issues, but let's take them one at a time. First of all, fusion is what makes the sun shine. It is the energy source of the universe. It is made possible by Einstein's equation, E equals MC squared, where M, in the form of hydrogen mass, can turn into E in the form of energy, and that's why the stars shine at night. Now, on the Earth, we have hot fusion. That is, we try to squeeze hydrogen gas with magnetic fields, very complicated process, costing billions upon billions of dollars. Some people would like to have cold fusion, that is, fusion in a glass of water. Think about it, fusion in a glass of water. If you can get water, put palladium rods in the water, and then somehow squeeze hydrogen gas, then perhaps you will not only win the Nobel Prize, but you'll be hailed as the next Thomas Edison. Well, there's a problem. And the problem is that even though periodically inventors have claimed that, yes, they've done it, they've got fusion in a glass of water, they deserve the Nobel Prize, the problem is that it's not reproducible. Toyota, for example, was intrigued by the idea. I mean, think about it. Cold fusion in your Toyota, driving your car, not having to pay a gas bill at all. It's a great idea. Toyota even spent over $1 million looking at it, but was disappointed because it was not a reproducible result. Every once in a while in the papers, you'll read that somebody got cold fusion in a glass of water. He wants the Nobel Prize. He wants to become a next billionaire. But then the next guy says, well, I tried exactly the same experiment and I got nowhere. So things have to be reproducible. Now, physicists do not like the idea of cold fusion because it seems to violate quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is what I do for a living. It is the quantum theory of the atom. And in order to fuse hydrogen, you have to bring hydrogen very close together. It turns out that, on paper, to get hydrogen that close together is impossible using ordinary quantum mechanics. In fact, if you could do it, assuming you could, if you could bring hydrogen together in a glass of water, it would release neutrons as a consequence, and the neutron flux would be enough to kill you. So in other words, most physicists say that the proof that this theory is a fraud is because the people doing these inventions, doing these experiments, don't die. By rights, they should die because of the radiation emitted from the fusion process. Now, I keep an open mind. Maybe quantum mechanics is wrong. We don't think so, but you cannot disregard the possibility. But the bottom line is, it has to be reproducible. Who wants to buy a Toyota car when you turn it on and it doesn't fire up? It's useless. So we need something that is not just a one-shot thing. We need something that is reproducible. Second, zero-point energy. Tesla, Nikola Tesla, the great inventor of things like AC current, Nikola Tesla believed that you can get energy from nothing, and that's called zero-point energy. However, again, we have the same problem. People that have tried to extract energy from nothing have failed. Now, it turns out that in quantum mechanics, there is a zero-point energy. Even the vacuum has some energy associated with it, but it is extremely tiny. So tiny that it takes some of our most sensitive instruments to detect the energy of nothing. So zero-point energy does exist, but it is so tiny, it is useless. Now, maybe someday somebody can invent something that can harness it. But at the present time, we physicists believe that it's simply too small to be of practical use. Okay, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, my question for you is, what are your thoughts on the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or better known as HARP, which is located in Alaska? Do you think that currently we are able to control the weather? And what are your thoughts on microwave technology?
Okay, well, you ask a question that I often get, and of course, conspiracy theorists would like to believe that the military is conducting secret experiments. Well, the short of it is that, yes, the military does conduct secret experiments. If it didn't conduct secret experiments, we wouldn't fund them. I mean, after all, why bother to have a military unless it does these kinds of black art experiments? However, the question is, what are these experiments that are being done? Some people think that the military wants to control the weather. For example, during the Vietnam War, we know for sure that the military did have secret programs to try to, for example, seed the clouds to bring on the monsoon season. The Viet Cong, during the Vietnam War, used to wage offenses against the United States, but there was monsoon season, and during the monsoon season, when it rained, it was impossible for the Viet Cong to mount an offensive against the military. So, bingo! Somebody from the CIA had an idea that maybe what we should do is seed the clouds over Vietnam, influence the weather, so that the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, would not be able to mount an offensive against our forces. Well, the short of it is, it failed. The weather is extremely unpredictable, very hard to manipulate, and so it was basically a failure. But after the break, I'll say a few things more about HARP and whether it's a real secret experiment. And once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. And before the break, we had a question about secret dark experiments of the United States Pentagon, including something called HARP, to control the weather. Because those people who can control the weather can control the world. Well, first of all, let's be blunt about this. Yes, the military does conduct all sorts of secret experiments. For example, Area 51. Area 51, we now know, did many experiments, including experiments on stealth bombers. That is, bombers that are nearly invisible to radar. It turns out that by changing the design of a jet, using a combination of smaller technologies, you can make the radar image of a jet as small as a bird. And so the jet is still visible, but it is largely invisible to a primitive radar screen that detects a large bird rather than a gigantic stealth bomber. Also, there's a branch of the Pentagon which does these black arts experiments called DARPA. DARPA has done many secret experiments, among them a network of computers that will operate in the middle of a nuclear war. That system became the Internet.
So when people say, who invented the internet? It was not Al Gore. It was DARPA, a branch of the Pentagon, which is involved with these secret experiments. And then GPS. Who invented GPS? Why would the government invest money just so that mothers can locate their children as they go to school using a GPS chip? Who invented the GPS? Well, it's the Pentagon again, DARPA. DARPA was the one that was given the task of identifying the trajectory of missiles on the way to Moscow that had to be accurate to within several feet. And that was the genesis of the GPS system. Well, because of the fact that DARPA pioneered Area 51, DARPA pioneered the internet, DARPA pioneered GPS, and for that matter, DARPA pioneered the creation of NASA. NASA itself was in part a creation of DARPA. Some people think that HARP, another DARPA program, will again be spectacular like the internet, like GPS, like Area 51 and the stealth bomber. Well, not so fast. First of all, the weather is extremely unpredictable. It is extremely large. And HARP injects microwave energy, and energy is way up in the atmosphere, far above the ordinary atmosphere, way into the ionosphere, to test for communication. In other words, if there's a nuclear war, or even a conventional war, there's going to be a lot of disturbance in the ionosphere, which is going to interfere with communication. Our subs, for example, will not be able to communicate with our command system, and therefore HARP was used to try to clarify these questions. That is, if there is a war, how much would the ionosphere be disrupted in case the war interferes with telecommunications? So it was not meant to be something that controls the weather. Now, by accident, I once spoke at a conference, and there were some members of DARPA at the conference, and I talked to them, and they said that yes, they're working on HARP, but then they laughed and said, look, they would be honored. It would be a tremendous honor if their research could allow them to control the weather. But all they do is inject tiny quantities of microwave energy into the ionosphere just to see how the ionosphere changes in case a war breaks out. So, end of story. Now, does that mean that the Pentagon doesn't do black arts experiments? No. We pay them to do these things. Of course, we don't want the military to lose wars. We want the military to win wars, even if it means that they have to do these secret experiments. But you come up against the laws of physics. Even DARPA cannot change the laws of physics. And according to the known laws of physics, changing the weather is beyond our capability. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Charles. I just wanted to ask if you've ever examined the possibility that these UFOs are actually natural phenomena like ball lightning. Thank you very much.
Well, I get a lot of information on the internet concerning sightings. People claim that they've seen something. For example, President Jimmy Carter saw a UFO and reported it to the United States Air Force, which actually looked into it and concluded that it was probably the planet Venus. You know, children often say, Mommy, Daddy, the moon is following me. And yes, the moon seems to follow you because when you look back at the moon, it doesn't move the way ordinary close objects would move. It moves as if there's an object right over your shoulder. And that's why people think that the moon is following them. And the same thing for Venus. When you're in a car and you look back, you can see Venus because it's the brightest object other than the moon in the night sky. And as you drive the car, it seems to follow you, giving the impression that there's a flying saucer that is hot on your tail. At least that was one of the conclusions of the United States Air Force reporting on what President Jimmy Carter saw. So yes, natural phenomena like swamp gas, radar echoes, atmospheric anomalies, meteors, comets, all of them have been linked to UFO sightings, including ball lightning. Now, lightning comes in many forms. One rare form is ball lightning. However, I don't think ball lightning can explain all the sightings. There's, for example, a famous JAL sighting where a Japan Airlines commercial jetliner saw an object that was hovering next to it as it flew in the heavens. Now, this was important because it was a multiple sighting by multiple modes. Usually, when mom and pop see something in the sky, it's one person using one means to discover, to see one object. However, this JAL sighting was by multiple personnel using multiple modes. It was tracked by radar and then sighted visually as well. So it wasn't just one person saying, hey, I see something in the sky. Now, personally, I think it was probably a drone of some sort, a hypersonic drone that the military was perhaps experimenting with that can travel many times the speed of sound. But, hey, who knows? I leave open the possibility that maybe it was really indeed a flying saucer from outer space. But being a scientist, I need proof. It is simply not enough to say that you see something that is probably from another planet. Now, ball lightning is a possibility, but ball lightning does not travel at hypersonic velocities. It's not stable like this because these pilots will see this object traveling next to them for extended periods of time. And so ball lightning may explain some of these sightings, but not the ones that really give you goosebumps. I mean, there are some sightings that make your skin crawl, realizing that they seem to violate the known laws of physics, but they're multiple sightings using multiple modes, so they are very hard to dismiss. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Stuart Walpin from New York City. I have the same question Isaac Asimov asked in the last question. Is there a way to reverse entropy?
Well, you ask a very embarrassing question because the law of entropy seems to be a death warrant for the entire universe. So, for example, many decades ago, philosophers and scientists got very depressed when they realized that the sun would eventually die. The sun will die in about 5 billion years when it uses up its hydrogen. Therefore, the Earth will also die as a consequence. And it seems so frustrating that here we are struggling to make do on the planet Earth, and it's all going to be for nothing. It's all going to be for nothing when the sun actually dies. Well, back in the 1930s, when we discovered the laws of stars and fusion, we were depressed, realizing that stars will also be extinguished when they run out of fuel. But now we have rockets. We're not worried about that anymore because billions of years from now, we'll have colonies on other star systems. And so that is an escape. However, now we realize that the universe is also dying. And the universe is dying because entropy always increases. Entropy is the law of disorder. Disorder increases with time. For example, people get old, things rust, things fall apart, things die. The very fact that we are doomed to die is a byproduct of the law of entropy. However, the question is it possible to evade the law of entropy? We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and we'll ask the question, can we evade the death of the universe itself? Stay tuned.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call if you want to get on our airwaves is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps you can get on national radio. And once again, perhaps I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity, my latest book, talking about the universe and how we will explore it decade by decade, century by century. But you know, the previous caller asked a question. Is it all for nothing? I mean, if entropy always increases, and that's a law of thermodynamics, that means that everything will rust, everything will decay, everything will die, including the universe. Meaning that trillions of years from now, the stars will blink out one by one. One by one, stars will use up their hydrogen gas, turn into helium-burning stars, use up that energy, and then some of them will become black holes. And if you wait long enough, even the black holes themselves will emit Hawking radiation and begin to die. The night sky will become black, totally black. Temperatures will drop to near absolute zero. And at absolute zero, even life as we know it cannot exist. Nothing known to science can survive a temperature near absolute zero. So in other words, why bother to wake up tomorrow morning? Why bother to even do anything at all if the world is going to end? In fact, Woody Allen mentions this several times in his movies. What does it all mean? If the universe is going to die, are we doing all this just for nothing? Well, it may be possible to get around the second law of thermodynamics. If you read Asimov's short story, at the very end of the short story, computers are so powerful that they finally figure out a way to reverse the big freeze. The computer begins to collect dead stars, collect dead neutron stars, black holes, collect them and concentrate them into a tiny mass, a gigantic primordial atom, which it ignites, creating a gigantic explosion, the first explosion in trillions of years. And then the computer says, "In the beginning, I created the heavens and the earth." So in other words, the end of the story begins with Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. In other words, God is the supercomputer that we create. In other words, we create our own God. So it was a fantastic idea that Asimov had that maybe entropy is possible to reverse. However, in my book, The Future of Humanity, I give you a more modest way of evading the law of entropy, the law that says that everything rusts, everything decays, everything falls apart, everything dies eventually. And that is, if the universe gets so cold that everything is dying before our eyes, stars blink out, galaxies are no longer shining, the universe is near absolute zero in temperature, when that happens, I say, leave the universe. Why not go to a neighboring universe? Our universe is a bubble, a gigantic bubble. We live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble is expanding. That's the Big Bang theory of Einstein. But as the bubble gets so big, it gets cold, and everyone on that bubble dies as a consequence. At that point, trillions of years from now, our technology will be so advanced that I say, let's leave the universe. Create a wormhole, a dimensional portal that takes us to another bubble where things are warmer. And that is called the multiverse idea, which I'll explain after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. After the break, we're going to talk about parallel universes.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're taking your phone calls at 612-564-8135. And once again, if you go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, it gives you what's happening with my latest book, The Future of Humanity, Our Destiny as We Explore the Galaxy. And in that book, I give you my book tour schedule. Late February, I'll be traveling around the country, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. On my website, it lists the other books I've written. I've written 3 New York Times bestsellers, but the latest book takes us thousands of years into the future as we colonize the galaxy. Well, before the break, we had a question. What happens when entropy, the law that everything decays, everything gets cold, everything falls apart and dies, when entropy takes over the universe? Well, as I mentioned, we physicists believe that the universe is a bubble of some sort. It's expanding. We live on the skin of the bubble. But we also believe there are other bubbles out there. This is called the multiverse theory. You can Google it. The multiverse theory believes that there are other twin parallel universes floating out there in hyperspace. We live on a three-dimensional bubble. Our bubble is three-dimensional, but it's expanding into something. It's expanding into hyperspace, a higher dimension. In fact, string theory predicts there should be 11 such dimensions. And then the question is, well, who lives on these other parallel universes? Well, I believe that one day the universe will die, and we may have to leave our universe, create a dimensional bubble, a small bubble that'll take us from one universe to another universe, and thereby preserving intelligent life as we move from bubble to bubble. So think of a bubble bath. The multiverse picture is a bubble bath of baby universes. Now, the next question that many people ask is, if there are parallel universes out there, is Elvis Presley still alive in a parallel universe? Well, the answer is, in some sense, yes. These other parallel universes, for the most part, are dead universes. Protons are not stable. In these other universes, they're nothing but a sea of electrons and neutrinos. However, There's also a possibility that some of these parallel universes could look just like ours. Except one thing is different. So does this mean that if you die in one universe, you could be alive in another universe? And the answer is yes. This may sound bizarre, crazy, preposterous, but this is also called quantum physics, which is what I teach here at the City University of New York. In fact, I've written textbooks on the quantum theory, and yes, we quantum physicists believe that there could be parallel universes. In one universe, perhaps you die. In another universe, perhaps you live on. In fact, there's even a TV series based on a novel by Philip K. Dick called Man in a High Castle, in which World War II came out differently because in the other universe, Franklin Roosevelt was assassinated, leading to a pacifist movement which prevented America from entering World War II, so the Nazis win and cut up America. One half of America is run by the Nazis, the other half by the Japanese Imperial Army. And is that possible? Well, in principle, yes. And if you want to find out more about these bizarre parallel universes, get a copy of one of my earlier books, Parallel Worlds, where I talk about these things in detail. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hello. I was wondering who named the points of the compass. Also, why is everything oriented clockwise or anti-clockwise when it was decided there were no clocks? Thank you for your time.
Well, first of all, most Homo sapiens are right-handed, not left-handed, and therefore when we draw a circle, we tend to draw the circle clockwise, even before the creation of clocks, and even before the creation of our language. And so this goes way back in prehistory. So when you start to look at the nomenclature of what is clockwise, north, south, east, west, it's pretty much lost in prehistory as a consequence. But because we're right-handed, we prefer to have circles in a clockwise direction. That came first. Clocks came later. Okay, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned.
Last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we take your phone calls. If you call 612-564-8135, also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. At the end of February, perhaps I'll be going to a city next to you, signing your copy of The Future of Humanity, my latest book talking about the space program. We are entering a new golden era in space travel. Next year, believe it or not, we're going back to the moon. And after that, on to Mars. Beyond that, the solar system. Beyond that, maybe even the galaxy. And just before the break, we had a question about these things. The question is, what happens when the universe itself dies? And the answer to that is perhaps we should leave the universe. We physicists believe there is a multiverse of universes out there, meaning that, for example, if Elvis Presley is dead in one universe, he could be alive in another parallel universe. So find out if you read a copy of my earlier book, Parallel Worlds, about parallel universes and the multiverse. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Lisa from Denver. Do you think an overactive amygdala, the fight or flight mechanism, can contribute to defensive and hostile tribal mentality? And conversely, an underactive amygdala can contribute to objective, logical thought processes with less emotional, reactive behavior.
Well, the short answer is yes. First of all, the amygdala is at the very dead center of the brain. It controls fear and fight and flight. And in fact, when you go to sleep at night, MRI scans of the brain show that the front part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, the conscious brain, is shut down. The logical centers of the brain are located to the front of the brain. They're also shut off. But the center of the brain lights up. And that's why you have nightmares. That's why you have disturbing dreams, because the amygdala shines very brightly at night under an MRI scan. And emotions, many emotions and tribal instincts are controlled by the center of the brain. Now, the back of the brain is called the reptilian brain. It's the brain that we inherited from the reptiles. The back of the brain controls balance, aggression, territoriality, instincts that rule the world of lizards. The center of the brain evolved later as the brain went from the back to the front. The center of the brain is the limbic system, the emotional brain, the brain of society, of social creatures that have to learn manners and social hierarchies and emotions. That's the center of the brain. And the front part of the brain is the prefrontal cortex, the conscious brain, the thinking brain. Now, what you said is basically correct, but our tribal instincts are controlled by the amygdala, the center of the brain, but the reasoning brain is controlled basically by the front of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. For example, if you're in a car accident and you damage the front of the brain behind your forehead, then your cognitive capabilities, analytical skills are compromised as a consequence. So we live in a world where we have to balance the two. At the center part of the brain is our instinctive brain, the brain of tribalism, the brain of jealousy and emotions and hatred and things like that. But on the front part of the brain is the conscious brain, where we have to learn how to live in society. We have to become socialized. And the balance between the front and the center of the brain is what makes a mature person. So we think that that's how we evolve as children, growing into adults, but also as reptiles, growing into monkeys and primates, and then into Homo sapiens. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Eric Smarcott. I live in Los Angeles, and my question to you is, how do the principles of physics affect production and music quality? I'm a producer, and I have a couple of physics textbooks at home, but I'm hesitant to open it. I don't have a good reason why physics would help me out with my production and music quality. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that goes to the very origin of physics itself. 2,000 years ago, think about it, 2,000 years ago, there was a group of Greek philosophers and mathematicians called the Pythagoreans. Pythagoras, of course, was the most prominent member. He discovered the Pythagorean theorem of right triangles. However, this group also discovered the harmonies of the lyre string. Realizing that the lyre string could create musical notes, they realized that if you look at the lyre string very carefully, that they were resonances, that at the two ends of the lyre, like a guitar, the two ends were stationary, but in the middle, you could have vibrations that were regular, and these vibrations in turn correspond to octaves. And so they discovered the law of music. Believe it or not, music goes all the way back 2,000 years ago when the Pythagoreans understood that the resonances or vibrations of a string on a lyre can create music. And so that's the relationship with physics. In fact, when we teach freshman physics to our freshman undergraduates, in about the third month, we start to introduce waves. And with waves, we start to introduce music. We start to introduce octaves and thirds and fifths and the different forms of music. So you're absolutely right that music and physics go hand in hand. But that was 2,000 years ago. What about today? Today we have all these subatomic particles that we find by smashing protons into each other, and we think they in turn are musical notes on a tiny vibrating string, and this gives rise to what is called string theory, which is what I do for a living. In fact, I've written many of the PhD level textbooks on string theory. I don't advise you to look at them because it requires 5 years of calculus and 5 years of advanced physics. But you can find out more by going to my other books like Parallel Worlds, which talk about string theory. Well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, on Science Fantastic, you can get on the show by calling us at 612-564-8135. And maybe I'll see you in the end of February on my book tour. Go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out about my new book called The Future of Humanity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.